What up, everybody? This is DJ Marcus J, a.k.a. Mr. Block Party. And I am here today on the Metaversal Mindset Podcast with the one and only Black Sands. Black Sands is somebody who I met, I'm going to have to say, at least 2 years ago. Not only what we're going to talk about here tonight, but she is a phenomenal singer, a phenomenal voice. I like live entertainment. And in the Metaverse, one thing I got a chance to see was her perform several times. And on a side note, you actually performed in a play as well.
That's a possibility.
I forgot about that. the multi-talented Black Sands. She's somebody in here that if you have a business that you're thinking about bringing into the Metaverse, or you already have a business in here, she is a person to talk to. But we're not going to go into that too deep. So before I go too far, Black Sands, welcome to the Metaversal Mindset Podcast. And tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Marcus, for having me on here. And hello, good evening. This is very exciting for me. So a little bit about myself. I've been in the Metaverse for about 4 years. I got my first headset during the pandemic, and which a lot of us did. And I started my social Metaverse interactions in alt space. And I was there until they shut down. And then I transferred over here to Horizon Worlds. And now I'm actually on four different platforms with my business. But I have been an entrepreneur for 20 plus years. I actually taught business and entrepreneurship for about 18 of those years. I even built the School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation, of which I ran for as the dean for 3 years before retiring last year. I enjoy singing. I love karaoke, as you've said, and I love my babies. I've got six nieces that I do anything and everything for, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I built my empire, my businesses, is so that I can create a legacy for them and then also be the beginning of generational wealth for my family. And I love to travel, and I enjoy being here in the Metaverse. So that's a little bit about me.
I like that term. You heard her say it, generational wealth. I'm telling you, this is the person to talk to, but we're about to get into that right now. So I tell you what, no delay. Can you tell everybody about your business and how you can help others who may want to come into the Metaverse?
Okay, absolutely. So my company, I actually have two companies. I don't know if you knew that, but we're going to talk about Idea to Empire this evening.
And the newer one as well.
And I'll tell you about the other one as well. So Idea to Empire, we assist established small businesses with expanding their brand and their market reach into the Metaverse. So we provide basic education on the Metaverse if it's needed. We help them with their platform selection. We do strategic planning with them. We help them to obtain their digital real estate. So where are they going to land? Where are they going to, you know, operate out of? And then we also help promote their company brand through our networks. And then, of course, we connect them with the pertinent resources they need based on the selected platform that they choose. So, you know, every platform is a little different and have different, you know, amenities that come with that. So that's what we do at Idea to Empire. I'll briefly tell you about my other company, which is Startup Sprint. And that is not a Metaverse born company. Idea to Empire is, but Startup Sprint is more IRL. And we help to build entrepreneurs and their businesses. And we do that by offering entrepreneurial workshops and business workshops. We do one-on-one coaching and mentoring. And then we also help to connect them with the relevant, you know, resources they need in the community to help them be successful.
Now, something that you've mentioned, that you've started multiple businesses here in the past, and you're pushing toward generational wealth. Mm-hmm. But what made you decide to even want to come into the Metaverse and then also to have business in the Metaverse?
So when I got my head, it wasn't something that I was planning for. I'll be honest with you. I got the headset out of boredom. Okay. You're at home every day, all day, because literally the entire world is shut down. What else can you do? And so I actually was on a few different apps and, you know, looking for a place to do some karaoke. I met a lady by the name of Fuchsia, and she was like, oh, there's this app called AltSpace. You should go. It's free and it's fun, and you can do all the karaoke you want, you know, and those types of things. So I did get into that. As I met people and I was telling them about my background, because at that time I was teaching both entrepreneurship and business, and, you know, I'd run multiple businesses myself. People started asking me more and more about, well, how can they, you know, operate, you know, their own business? How could they start? How do they do this? So I actually started doing free workshops in AltSpace, and it was very successful. And I would have, you know, marketing one-on-one, business one-on-one. How do you do this? How do you do that? And how do you launch your business? And I did that for probably a good 2 years before AltSpace shut down. So when I came over here to Horizon Worlds, I really kind of just kept that going. But what made me shift with Idea to Empire from building entrepreneurs to helping businesses get into the metaverse was the more I talked to people over here, they were more so like, well, I already have my business established. I'm just trying to figure out the best way of bringing it into the metaverse because I see the potential. And so I'm like, okay, there's something there. I can monetize that for myself because I was transitioning out of my full-time job. And so that's what made me make that transition to what I'm doing now.
Now that you are actually helping businesses growing here, for and again, a lot of people who watch this podcast, they may not be familiar with the metaverse. Some of them may not care about the metaverse, not to sound funny. Some people that's watching this are just trying to figure out what's happening in the metaverse. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about businesses here in the metaverse. What challenges or advantages would you say you can actually have by starting a business or bringing your business into the metaverse versus a brick and mortar outside of here?
Mm-hmm. So I see the biggest three challenges that, you know, I come across when I'm talking to people. One is lack of education of the metaverse itself. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that know it exists. There are people that are actually in here that, you know, frequent the metaverse on a daily basis, but they still do not have a full understanding of its capabilities and everything that can be done in the metaverse. And more importantly, they don't understand the consumers in the metaverse, and they're very different here. They act very different here than they do in real life, okay? And so you need to understand that landscape. You need to understand, you know, where your people are so that you can then offer them the things that they want where they are located, okay? The second thing I would say is lack of integration knowledge, okay? How do I properly integrate the digital realm with my company, okay? Not everybody in here is going to be selling products. You might be doing this for training purposes for your company, for your employees, okay? You might be doing this for educational purposes for the general public, you know? And so it's not always about commerce. Sometimes it is. So you need to understand the best way to integrate the metaverse with your business. And a lot of people don't, you know, have that information. And that's where Idea to Empire comes into play. And we help you flesh that out through that strategic plan, okay? And then finally, I would say finding the right market fit, okay? All because you have a certain market IRL doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the same demographic here in the metaverse, okay? And then where is your market? Are they, you know, in one platform? Are they all over the platforms? You know, is there an existing platform that works for you? Or will you have to build your own platform and bring your people there? And so these are the considerations that, you know, we help companies go through and make sure that they understand, you know, all of these things before they even step foot and spend money in the metaverse.
Now, you did hint a little earlier that doing business here in the metaverse is different than doing business outside of the headset. Mm-hmm. As an example, I know people that jokingly say metaverse business hours start at 7 p.m. and they may go to 2 in the morning because you're literally dealing with people all over the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, as far as the people that you've been working with in here so far, what do you think are maybe the best or unique opportunities that the metaverse will offer for people in business that you may not get outside of the headset?
I'll tell you, there are several things, you know, that the metaverse offers that you don't get get at the same level, you know, outside this headset. One is the immersive experience, and that's the one that I love, okay? We're here in this wonderful studio. This could be real life. I feel like I'm actually, you know, at an actual podcast, you know, the way this is built. And so it's an immersive experience, which elevates anything that you do in the metaverse with your company, okay? And you can have that interactive experience, okay? It, for me, I think it allows a deeper engagement with your customers and also gives you the ability to showcase your products and service in a dynamic way that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do, okay? Number two, I will have to say, hands down, global reach. You know, when yes. I started my company here in the metaverse, I was born global. You know, I was talking to people in the UK. I was talking to people in Dubai. I was talking to people in California, and I'm here in the Midwest, right? All at the same time. So this helps to, you know, companies transcend those geographical boundaries, okay? And it enables them to reach that global audience, you know, without the need for the physical location. So it's cheaper, it's faster, you know, and is way more productive. Creative expression, I think, is a good one. Businesses get the opportunity to really express themselves creatively that they may not be able to do in real life, either because they just don't have the capability or it's too expensive. And here, you know, the sky is the limit. Another key factor would be the social interactions. Okay. I think that is key. It is so amazing, you know, to be able to sit and talk to the CEO of a particular company, right? You might not be able to do that in real life, but you can invite, you know, anyone here to have a good talk, you know, and give their expertise on different things that you otherwise wouldn't necessarily get, you know, in the real life. And then, of course, monetization, right? And I'm not just talking about, you know, Horizon Worlds monetization. It's an excellent program, but I mean, there's so many different platforms. You can even build your own and monetize that. And so there's just another stream of revenue that your business could have, you know, here because you've monetized something that you're doing in the metaverse. So those are some key ones, probably some more, but I'll stop there for now.
Oh, no, I'll give you an example too. And I want to piggyback off of something you just said as far as the global reach. Of course, we have the internet. It's global that way. But you would be trying to reach out to people who you really don't have direct access to. You may be sending emails, whatever the case may be. We're here. You can just physically walk up to somebody, never know who you may be, and come to find out they're the CEO of this company, or they're head of promotions for this company, or they're whatever the case may be. They may be like City Girl over here who has her own show. There's so many different people that you can actually walk out in VR, of course, and reach and have direct contact with in a matter of seconds that you wouldn't necessarily have outside the headset. That's something that I've definitely noticed here myself.
Yes.
You'd be surprised at some of the people who have actually in headset that you never know. And they may have a different name other than their name outside of the headset. And you start having a conversation. You're like, wait a second. That's such and such actor. Wait a second. That's such and such comedian that I just saw on such and such show. And you don't even realize it half the time until you start having those conversations and build.
Right.
So the direct access to people in here is something unrivaled. I haven't seen anything close to it.
Amazing.
So another question for you. How are you envisioning the evolution of the metaverse impacting various industries? And also, what do you see the role of your business in assisting them?
So, you know, I feel that the metaverse really presents businesses with, you know, extensive opportunities for innovation and growth. For me, the metaverse today is the internet yesterday. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you remember when the internet came out, and for those of you that are too young, like, there's always been internet. No, it hasn't been. Or maybe I'm just old. I don't know. But when the internet came out, it was a revolutionary, explosive innovative thing that really took business to the next level. It's like, are you mean that I can connect with someone that's in California in real time? I can sell my stuff to them without having to physically go there. And now the metaverse is doing the same thing, but on a different level, you know, and it's just keeping, it's just going to keep evolving with that. And so, you know, I think that through the immersive digital environments, these companies can establish, you know, they've got your storefronts, they have, you know, the interactive events, and engage with their customers and also employees, right? And strategic partners, you know, in an innovative way. I think that it's going to help enable that global reach and fostering that unique brand experience for everyone, you know, for their companies. And it's just, you know, an opportunity for companies to experiment. Sometimes I'm not in here selling anything. I just want to test out a concept and see how it works before I spend big bucks on a prototype, you know. Just the evolution of the metaverse. There's so many things that are opportunities for different businesses here.
You mentioned unique experiences. So I'll give an example. There's an artist in here by the name of Cosmic Kai. And Cosmic Kai had a concert a couple months ago. And in his concert, for the first song that he performed, he came out in a flying saucer. So you see him flying around above us, you know, on the stage. And then he actually was flying around over us, the audience, right? And I try to explain that to people outside the headset, and I tell them that in the metaverse, you can create immersive experiences, pennies on the thousands. Not penny on the dollar, pennies on the thousands, like literally. For what he did, if we were to go to a concert outside the headset, for one, just to have him as an artist floating around in a flying saucer, imagine how much that would cost.
Exactly.
Now factor in that same flying saucer is actually hovering above audience members. That's a whole nother thing. The insurance rises through the roof because potentially if that flying saucer dropped out the sky for whatever reason, it wouldn't be a good situation. So that is something that I always try to suggest to people that, hey, whatever you can do in here, you can do it for a fraction of the cost and you can do even more than you could outside the headset.
Absolutely.
Now, we're frequently talking about people who may be thinking about bringing their businesses into the metaverse. And I'm going to say flat out, this isn't for everybody. Every business that's outside the headset may not transfer into here. And there are even some that may transfer into here, but you may have to pivot and do a couple things differently than you would do outside of the headset. So to that, I'm going to ask, when it comes to businesses that are on their way in here, what are some of the key factors that entrepreneurs should consider before they even come into the metaverse?
Okay. So the first thing I would say that entrepreneurs should consider is what are their goals? Okay. So what are your goals and what are your expected outcomes? So if you just say, I want to get in the metaverse and you really don't have a plan and a direction, you'll be spinning your wheels forever and ever, you know.
You'll be like a kid in a toy store seeing 50 million things and thinking you can do them all. And you kind of get lost in the show.
I want one of these and one of those. Yep. And it's just no direction, okay? And you most likely won't be successful. That's just like waking up this morning and be like, I want to start a business. And then you go and get a license, but you don't really know what you're doing. Okay. So you really have to have that direction. And that's one of the things that we help with. Okay. The second thing is ensuring, and this goes back to something I said before, your market fit. Okay. Where are your potential customers? Do they even want this? You know, do they want this experience? And how are you going to integrate them and engage them? Okay. Your platform selection is also going to be crucial. So again, are you going to integrate into an already made platform, so Horizon Worlds or a Spatial, or are you going to build your own platform? Okay. And, you know, it just depends on what your goals and expectations are. So you really need to know that. And then are you technologically ready? especially if you're going to build your own platform, you need to have the infrastructure and you've got to have the money to be able to maintain it. This is not cheap. Okay. It's absolutely not cheap. So you say have it louder. To really consider it's not cheap. So you have to really have your ducks in a row as far as that's concerned. Your brand alignment, you want to determine how well your brand identity aligns with the culture and the norms of the metaverse. You want to ensure the authenticity is maintained and it resonates with the virtual audiences. Okay. So like you said, it's not for everybody. Okay. Everybody should not be in the metaverse. Everybody can be, but you shouldn't be, right? And then, you know, we already kind of talked about, you know, the investment, you know, so understanding, you know, what that looks like, but then also looking at your competitive landscape. Who else is in here? Who are your competition? Okay. And what are they offering? And this is where it's unique with the metaverse, because your competition may not be people in your industry. Okay. You might be a business consultant and you're trying to host a networking event, but somebody got a hot podcast going on down the street. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's where everybody is. And you like, you got crickets over here, right? It's just you and your couple of employees or assistants or whatnot. Well, that podcast going on till 1:30 in the morning, you know, so who's your competition? What's the landscape look like? And then making sure that you're creating the environment that's conducive to your business, your brand, and your audience.
All right, everybody. Apologies go out to all of you, especially everybody who's watching this now on YouTube. If you notice, you just saw a graphic that said we had to deal with a troll. We try to keep these episodes open where anybody can come out and kind of see what we're doing. And unfortunately, we had somebody come in here with some foul language. Just was here just to interrupt everything. So you also notice there's nobody that's out in the audience anymore. It's just actually Black Sins and I in a closed session. So again, we try to tell you the real and everything that happens in the metaverse. There's people behind these headsets. Some of them are nice and some of them aren't. So that's the 15 seconds of fame for that troll. Let's get back to the show. So, again, I apologize for that, Black Sands.
No problem.
All right. So then we can pick this up here where we left off. What technologies do you think you see coming down the future that's going to affect the metaverse? And for you, how are you positioning yourself and your business to adapt with those?
Sure. So I'll speak on the VR, the virtual reality, and also the augmented reality. I see that, you know, it's going to definitely continue to play a significant role in enhancing the immersion and interaction within the metaverse. It's going to, you know, really just having people, you know, connect in ways that they couldn't before. I think it is the Apple Pro headset now that I'm being told that you can actually have a hologram of someone sitting right next to you in your living room, right? How awesome is that experience? And so, you know, you have families around the world that you can't get to, they can't travel or it's too expensive, whatever reason. Grandma can be right here sitting next to the kids and watching TV shows and different things like that, or your business partner, whatever that is. So the implications are boundless on that. So I definitely see that coming down. Talk a little bit about spatial computing technologies such as spatial mapping and spatial awareness. I think that's going to enable more seamless integration of virtual content with the physical world and, you know, kind of blurring those lines between the digital and the physical realms. Blockchain and cryptocurrency, it's already out there, is getting big. And that technology really has the potential to revolutionize the economics portion of the metaverse. So, you know, having those secure transactions, digital asset ownership, and basically decentralized governance within virtual environments. Definitely not my forte, it's not my realm, but I keep my partners close and they know a lot about this. So I keep abreast of that information there. We all know about AI. It's taking the world by storm. The United States is, you know, on top of it. I saw a grid the other day about, you know, who's investing in AI in terms of the different, the major countries. and US billions and billions of dollars, where everyone else is like millions, right? And so we definitely see the value of that and implementing that in a lot of different ways. For us at Idea to Empire, we're adapting to these advances by just continuously educating ourselves and partnering with different companies that can help us propel forward as the metaverse evolves. And then, of course, we offer specific services for a niche market within this vast metaverse. So we'll never strive to be all to everyone, and I don't recommend that for anyone, but we do keep our head on a swivel and understanding, you know, what's out there. So by us staying abreast of those technological advancements and proactively adapting our strategies and solutions, we're definitely positioning ourselves to thrive in a more rapidly evolving landscape, you know, of the metaverse.
You know what? That answer was so thorough that she doesn't even know it. I had a second question to ask right after this, and she answered two questions in one. So literally, if I asked my next question, she would just say, did you not hear what I just said 2 minutes ago? So we are going to skip that last question that I have for you.
Sure.
I definitely want to let the people know something. You know, they've been inquiring. For some of you, you don't know, but Black Sands is a phenomenal singer. And I'm actually her background singer, but for some reason, she never invites me up on stage. Can you talk more about that? I'm just joking. But no, seriously, she is a phenomenal singer. Maybe before we get out of here, I'm going to ask her to sing something that's royalty-free, like maybe the alphabet. Maybe she can sing part of the alphabet for you all. So then you can actually hear the phenomenal voice that she has. But before I actually ask her to do that, as I've said in the beginning here, and as she said, she has her own business endeavors in here in the metaverse. So I want to give you some time to go ahead and shine light on exactly what you do to everybody, how they can contact you. This is your time. Next few minutes, let the people know whatever you want to let them know.
Absolutely. So one of the big things that I'm working on right now in the metaverse is establishing my community. And I talked about that a little bit, you know, before, and how, you know, critical it is to have a community in here. And so my community is called The Empire, and it actually is, you know, marrying the metaverse and IRL. Okay. And so I have businesses that are metaverse born that are part of the empire. And I also have businesses that have no idea of the metaverse, right? That are also part of the empire. And the idea is to get them mixing and mingling and chatting and collaborating and connecting with each other. Okay. And so under the empire, I have a bunch of different things going on, but I'll talk about two big things. One is Ideal Conversations. And Ideal Conversations is it's an immersive experience where you can elevate your business presentation skills. You can also gain valuable insights from a diverse audience within the metaverse, and then also connect with like-minded people. So we typically have two speakers come. They talk about their business and in general, high level, what they're doing. And then they pose a couple of different barriers that they're experiencing or things they just want feedback on. So I need help with marketing, or I need to understand how to best expand my brand in the metaverse, or I need someone who's really good at sales copy, right? Whatever it is. And then we have a whole community audience of subject matter experts, business professionals, seasoned entrepreneurs that give feedback. And they say, oh, I know how to do that. Or you should connect with, or have you tried doing? And so they get this feedback that they will normally have to pay someone $500 an hour to give, and they get it for free, and they get a connection, okay? For free, people, and they get a connection. It's amazing, right? And so we've been doing this since for 2 months now. We do it every second and fourth Fridays at 7 p.m. It was just here in Horizon Worlds, but we have now expanded to Spatial. So the second Friday of the month, 7 p.m. Eastern, is here in Horizon World. The fourth Friday is in Spatial, 7 p.m. same time, okay? And if you want to know more information about that, you can always look up our website at idea2empire.com, or you can email me directly at info@idea2empire.com. Okay. And then we can, if you want to present, I'll send you an interest form so that you can sign up to present. Or if you just want to be part of the audience, just pop in, you know, and lend your expertise. Network. We do have a little portion there where we can network. I even have a portion there where we have community announcements. So if you want to come and talk about what you're doing, we do that as well. Okay. So those are the two things that I wanted to talk about.
You heard what she said. A key thing that I think sometimes people don't understand or don't fully realize, and I'm actually learning more myself every day. She said community. You can't do anything here in VR and have any type of level of success without community. And one thing that I would encourage anybody who is thinking about bringing a business into here, listen to the community. The community is your audience. Whatever segment of that community may be, that is your audience. I've seen a lot of times where people may come into the metaverse and say, ooh, I'm going to do this, or ooh, I'm going to do that. Not to sound funny, that's not what the community may want from you. Mm-hmm. Your community in here may be begging for you to do something else. And I'm kind of learning that myself sometimes. It's cool for me to be the DJ, but there's other things in here that the community's like, you know what? Yes, we've seen you DJ, but we want to see you do this. So thank you to everybody who's been encouraging me to do this podcast and trying to show some light on what we do here in the metaverse to others. And thank you to Black Sands and every single guest that's come through here and helped. Thank you to the entire Mr. Block Party Radio team for everything that you do. So I tell you what, before we close this out, I was serious. Can the people hear you sing the alphabet? And don't worry, if you need me to jump in and help you, I will.
Right. How about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Well, I don't know if that's royalty free, so that's the
it
only
is
reason
definitely
why.
Royalty free.
You heard it from her.
It is definitely royalty free. I'll do a little snippet of that. Okay. Y'all ready? You ready?
I'm definitely ready. Okay. Are you ready out there? Get ready.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
We are dedicating that to all the stars here in the metaverse, all the stars outside of the metaverse. To everybody, you are a star.
Yes, I love it.
Black Sands, just so y'all know, I kept trying to join in and help her, but for some reason my mic kept muting. But I was trying to join in and assist.
I was waiting.
I could tell. I could tell.
That second verse, you know what I'm saying?
I could tell. She never invites me actually on stage to sing. I'm not sure why, though, man. I don't know. But Black Sands, I definitely want to thank you for coming through and being a part of this podcast, not just once, but twice, because we had to go back and do this. So mm-hmm. I truly thank you. Keep doing what you're doing here in the metaverse. If there's anything that you need for me to help, please don't hesitate. Let me know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity and having me. And you keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate how you're elevating all of these wonderful entrepreneurs and people here in the metaverse. You're doing great work, and you are the community, and this is what we need more of. So thank you for that.
Well, I thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, this has been another episode of the Metaversal Mindset Podcast. We were graced to have Black Sands here. Stay tuned for new episodes coming up. We got a lot more people from the VR community to spotlight. So again, my name is DJ Marcus J. This was Black Sands. Peace.
Bye.